Hello, everybody, and welcome to Music Industry Insights Worldwide, Volume 3. And today we have the amazing Tanner with us. Hi, Tanner, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks for asking. And thank you so much for taking the time out to come and speak on our podcast today. Can I just ask you a little few questions about who you are, what you're from, where you're from, and what you do?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Tana. I'm an artist from London, UK. I'm originally half Italian, half Nigerian, born and raised here in London. So I make music, I write, I sing, I play. Yeah, I'm a creative, and that's what I do. I make music, like hip hop music, R&B, trap, pop music. Yeah.
Fantastic. That sounds amazing. So, how long have you been doing that actively for?
So I started making music when I was around 12 years old.
Yeah.
So I started learning how to play the guitar, started singing in choirs, making music, writing my first songs, which weren't very good.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been making music for quite a while now, but I'd say professionally, since I was 16. After I left school, I went to sixth form, studied music there, then went to university, did my undergrad and my master's both in commercial music performance and songwriting and production. Yeah, so I've been making music quite a while now.
That's fantastic. And did you find, like, with that trial and error and all that time that you've spent investing your kind of passion and your love for music, do you think that that kind of evolved your creativity and how you kind of expanded your knowledge on what you're doing and how you progress and develop?
Definitely. I feel like because I started, making music and being involved in that scene since I was young, I feel like I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot from university, but also just like life experiences, like, being in studio sessions, learning from producers, songwriters. Sometimes not everything goes to plan. So like, I've also like learned from bad experiences, like, bad contracts or bad deals. But
Yeah.
it's made me aware of how things should be in the industry, and like what I expect and what ultimately works best for me as an independent artist. Yeah, so
Absolutely.
it's definitely like a lot of trial and error, and it's definitely like made me a lot more aware of,
Your
just
surroundings.
music. Yeah, of yes, my surroundings and the music business in general and how things work.
That makes sense. That's really sensible, actually. And what kind of benefits do you think that education has provided you with? And kind of like you really mentioned about your failures, how do you think that's also expanded you and your kind of determination and your passion and how that kind of influences the music you make?
I guess it's kind of made me a lot more aware and a lot more smarter, like in terms of like making decisions, like, like when going into like agreements with, other producers or like maybe, some labels or, management companies. Like, I kind of know not to get screwed up. Like it's really easy to kind of into like a bad agreement and just kind of, miss things. So yeah, all of these experiences have just kind of taught me and also kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone, like into kind of learning more and wanting to learn more, because no one's gonna, sign like a deal other than myself. Like it's like, no one's gonna make that decision for me. So it's made me a lot more aware, I'd say,
Yeah.
and a lot more inspired, just to kind of know what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, this is, the music business, and we're all in it, to make music and also to try and make money.
Yeah.
So
Business, isn't it? It's not just a passion, it's also a business. So I think this is
yeah, exactly.
a lot of things that people forget is that you have to be a business person, an entrepreneur, right? You have to understand a lot of different things like languages and terminology, how things operate, who different people are in the industry. So do you find that with your education, did that offer you a lot of networking skills and meeting other people that are kind of like-minded like yourself?
I feel like it did. So at university, I was all surrounded by academics or, guest lecturers, guest speakers. And it gave me the opportunity to network, to meet new people, to collaborate. After I left university, I felt like those connections, they weren't kind of there anymore. So I had to go out of my way to meet new people. That's also why I kind of went for master's degree as well, because I need the kind of people that I can meet there. And I'm always trying to attend networking events, always trying to meet new people. And it's pushed me out of my comfort zone, which is a good thing, because
Definitely.
in like in this kind of industry or any kind of industry, you need to be confident enough to approach people and introduce yourself as to kind of ask some questions like, what do you do? How can I help, kind of thing. So it definitely did help me, like
I think it's also
in
about
terms of
also,
like networking.
and authenticity and what you represent. So tell the viewers and the listeners, like, what do you actually represent as an artist? Like, who are you? What's your personality? What is your music built around? Because you've got fantastic.
So, thank you. But I feel like, well, I'm a member, well, not a member, I would say like I'm an LGBT artist, like I'm a queer artist. And a lot of my centered around that. I guess my experiences in love, my relationships. Like ultimately, I want to be a voice for other people who are also within the same community. Because I think it's important to kind of have,
Representing.
that person that could, reputation, that person that can be a voice for others that might not have a voice. So ultimately, I feel like my music does speak.
The
Like it does
marginalized.
speak for itself, and it does,
To different
yeah.
people. The communities haven't, I definitely get that from you. So kind of like, what is your background, like your ethnic origins and kind of your diversity? You've got so much diversity going on. Tell the viewers and listeners a bit more about that as well, because it's fantastic.
Thank you. So my mum's Italian and my dad's Nigerian. But I was born and raised in London. I live in Italy for a few months when I was really, really small. I don't remember much of it because I was only a few months old, but I did live in Italy for a bit. But I'd say like my upbringing, like the way how I view things, I'm a Londoner, like I was born and raised in London. So but like my background is half Italian, half Nigerian. And I would say like I am definitely like connected to my roots. I visit my family all the time. I'm always trying to be involved in my culture, trying to learn more things, and just surround myself with my heritage, because I think it's a beautiful thing to like to just be kind of a mixture of both, because I have so many different things that from different cultures, like different music, different foods, different languages. I think it's such a beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful. And I guess now that I'm older, I appreciate, where I'm from. When I was younger, I kind of used to be like, I didn't really understand, like, my culture, because I was so little. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I take pride in it because it's who I am, and I love to share that with people.
That sounds amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And kind of like, how has that
Thank
impacted
you.
your career and you as a person and your kind of personality? Like, obviously, you've got different influences going on, you've moved around, you've got different cultures that you represent. And obviously, that causes confusion for some people that have to move around and live in different societies. And I totally understand that. So, how has that impacted your music?
Well, I feel like music, well, my music specifically, like it has, well, music has roots in individual cultures. And I feel like, I mean, I don't really take influence from, Italian culture in my music, I guess. But I would love to try and, mix some Italian language into my music. But for me, like diversity music is important. It helps create a community, like among people that may not already be in the same groups, not only race-wise, but also within a race. I think like music, like it helps to change people's perceptions of their cultures. And I would love to like try and include a bit more of my cultures in my music. I feel like my music does sound more like urban, like it does have more like Black African influences. But I would definitely love to try and like incorporate some Italian in there somehow, maybe, language or like, yeah, maybe language. I think that would be really interesting.
The
But yeah,
language
that's, yeah.
struggles, do you know what I mean? And kind of telling your personal story, I think that would be amazing because I think it kind of educates people as well as inspires people. Because I think a lot of people today are actually from a mixed heritage. So sometimes let's not just put
Yeah.
it in a box and say, okay, we're from this country and this country. But when we look at it from a simple black and white point of view, it's we're mixed. So we still have that kind of
Yeah.
shared thing in common. It doesn't matter where we're from. We kind of have multi-heritages, which I think is really beautiful because it kind of fuses different parts of struggles and stories and influences in the way you're brought up, right? So I think that sometimes it's
Yeah.
not about a certain language or where I'm from, but how has my own parent struggles affected me and personally helped me tell my story? Because I think that has an influence too, right? It's generational. So also understanding that.
Yeah.
So again, with the
Yeah, I
co
feel like music.
Yeah,
Sorry,
sorry.
I was just saying, like, I feel like it's so powerful. Like, it can bridge like divides of cultures and life experiences.
Yeah.
And it just allows us to get a more like comprehensive view of the world.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly like what you said.
And do you think that's affected you as a person and your personality and also your mental health? Do you think that's had an impact on the way you feel and the way you kind of are as a person?
Yeah, I'd say so because, like, growing up, I see like, my parents struggle. It's definitely like giving me a different perception of the world. Yeah, I would say so. It's definitely like, I wouldn't say like mental health, but it's just made me more aware of like, the struggles of my family and like some of my generation, like, what they had to go through in order to, be successful or be something. Like my mum moved to London when she was 19, and like she, like my family back in Italy, like they kind of didn't support her as well as, I guess they should have, or what she was expecting, because she moved to London and they kind of wanted her to stay in Italy and, just live there and everything. So definitely like it's affected my not, I wouldn't say my mental health, but just like my views on things, like, yeah, like my parents' like struggles and upbringing, and as well like with my dad as well, like from my Nigerian side, like my grandparents moved to London, and they were the first generation in our family to move to the UK, and they had to settle here and, make a whole life for themselves and bring up their kids. So, yeah.
A lot of sacrifices, isn't it? And it's a lot of pain and trauma. And I think that also affects the way
Yeah.
we kind of relate to the world and the way we relate to society and how we relate to each other as well. Because I think we can all connect on that as well. I think these are important points that people can kind of take away and say, do you know what? I relate to that. I've been through that. And I think these are really important points that we can put through in our music and tell our stories,
Yeah.
particularly and originally. And I think, you know, I've listened to some of your music and I've seen what you do. You're extremely inspirational. You're a great role model. And you've
Thank
always been kind of trying to pave the way. I know it's not easy, especially for Black female artists in the music industry and from the LGBT community. So how has that
you.
with you as your career progression? Do you think people accept that? Do you think it's been a struggle? Do you think it's something that's now becoming more acceptable? Or do you still think we've got a long way to go on that?
I still feel like we have a long way to go, like. But I feel like it's definitely a lot more accepted. Like nowadays, everyone, a lot of people identify within the LGBT community, whereas many years ago, a lot of people wouldn't have been, confident enough or, proud enough to, I am, I do identify within the LGBT community. And I mean, I haven't really experienced that much, like discriminate yourself, but in terms of like, identifying within the LGBT community, like sometimes I do feel like when I do mention that to people, like it's still kind of shunned upon. Like people kind of give me the side eye, like people that might not, get me or understand me. And that's fine. Like, not everyone needs to understand me, but I do feel like Nowadays it's a lot more accepted,
Yeah.
and I'm proud, to be a part of that community, and also to be a woman, and also to be, black and mixed race, and like I'm half black, half white, and I'm proud to say that and to express myself, my culture, my heritage, what I identify as. But I still do feel like we have a lot more to like accomplish, and like I feel like LGBT being a member, sorry, not a member, being a part of the LGBT community, like I'm really proud of saying that, because I feel like I can, reach out to people that are also
Marginalized
in that community.
and
Yeah. Like just kind of like connect and like relate to each other. So I love that. But I've also had my experiences, where sometimes when I've said that, it just hasn't always been the best. I haven't always had the best response,
I'm sorry
but
to hear that
it is
too. I'm sorry to hear that.
what it is. I keep doing my thing, and just keep hoping for better, and just keep pushing, like in terms of like with my music, and
Yeah.
just trying to get more out there as well.
Just be you, right? Just be you. That's what you can do.
I feel like we need a lot more, queer artists, like strong queer artists out there, because there are a few, but I feel like we need to be, there needs to be a lot more, like on the forefront of, the music industry.
Definitely agree with you on that one. And do you think there's kind of differences with different cultures and acceptance? Because it's another thing I'm looking at the moment. Especially when it comes to the LGBT community and the Black community and certain other communities, do you think it's a bit harder being kind of like a Black female artist or a multiracial Black artist that's kind of LGBT? Do you think that's more accepted now? Do you still think there's a long way to go with that than there is with the white communities? Do you think there's other communities that accept it more?
I feel like communities or other races accept more. Because I'm half black, like when I tell people who are black, like, oh, like I'm, gay, I identify as queer, like I think it's not really understood, and it's kind of like looked down on.
Yes.
But I mean, there's still people within the LGBT community that are black, or that are, like Latina or Asian, and there's so many of us. But I feel like it's still like it's not really accepted as well as, being gay or being bi or lesbian, but being white.
Exactly.
My mum's Italian, and like when I came out to her, like she accepted it, like she's really understanding. I'm so grateful that I've got that strong connection, that strong bond with my mum, and that she understands and loves me regardless, like, if I was, gay or straight, or,
Whether you're, that's unconditional love, isn't it? That's, oh, what about your dad? How did he find it? Was it a struggle for him?
Well, I'm not really like that much in contact with my dad. Like, so I haven't really like told him, like, not because like I'm ashamed or anything, but just because I don't have that good connection with him, good relationship with him. Like, I thought, well, there's no point of me telling him,
Not
like
close.
what use of it, yeah,
Maybe.
like what use is it
Yeah.
to him, like if you know information. Like, I mean, I do wish my relationship could have been better with him, but it's like I
Never.
don't really see my dad that speak
Never
to him,
forget
so
that.
for me, there wasn't any point of telling him, like, unless, the day when I get married, I'll be like, hi, like I'm getting married to a woman, by the way. You're welcome. I mean,
Wow.
relationship does improve with me. And obviously, yeah, like I tell him, but not at that point, like where he knows things about me. Like, I feel like our relationship is a bit sad, and he doesn't really know kind of anything about me, like what I'm doing, like other than just, my music, like my work. But other than that, it's just, like he doesn't know things I like. So I thought, well, I shouldn't really, I didn't want to give this person access to my personal life if they're not in my personal life.
That's totally understandable. I get that as well. I've been there myself. So, yeah, I can relate to that. Thank you for sharing. I was also going to say, like, have you suffered a lot of discrimination in the music industry?
I'd say like, well, when I've been in like some studio sessions with male, like cis male, like straight men, sometimes like I've had like, you know, some snarky comments, like maybe even some sexual comments made towards me. So I'd say like just kind of more like verbal, like discrimination, but nothing like too serious, you know, just things that kind of have pissed me off and like things that I, you know, didn't really agree with. But I just say like I just like some snarky comments, like, you know, sexual comments or like comments about like sexuality, you know, being a woman. Yeah.
And you get treated seriously.
I feel like now I do, because now like that I'm older and, you know, a bit more wise, I feel like now I am treated seriously, because if there's something that I don't agree with or something that, you know, someone said that I find a bit, you know, out of, you know, out of context or out of order, I will speak up and I will say like, you know, what I think. I will tell you like I don't really agree with what you've just said or what you've done.
Oh, well
Yeah.
done. We
So
need
yeah,
more of that.
now
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. See, that's how you're such much of a role model for all of us. And I think more
thank you.
need to speak up and don't accept this kind of behavior, because the more of us that speak up and talk the truth, you know, I think it makes it easier for other people to feel more comfortable and accepted and welcome. Because if we don't, then this is going
Yes.
to continue, right? So thank you so much for sharing that and for doing what you do. And do you want to tell us more about some of your
Thank
major successes and what you do in your up and coming projects, singles and releases that you've got?
So I'm always working new music. At the moment, I guess I'm trying to find, you know, some new collaborators to work with. Some of my successes, so like I played main stage at UK Black Pride last year in front of 25,000 people. This year I played Pride in London. I played the Leicester Square stage, so that was really cool. There was a lot of people there, lots of traffic. I also played a festival in Toronto, a festival called North by Northeast. I played a festival in London. I've done, yeah, I mean I've had a song of mine, so I co-wrote a song, and it was signed to a Chinese artist called Jika Junyi, and it was on her album and it was a debut track from her album. I've had my songs featured in BBC, Gaydio, Represent Radio, Soho Radio, Ear Milk, Gay Times.
You out.
I've had, like there's, yeah, there's quite a few things that I've done over the past couple of years. Yeah, and I just want to keep growing and just
Keep
keep
pushing and
being more and
stay
keep pushing. Yeah.
100%. Thank you. And if anyone wants to follow you or check out your music or find your Instagram pages, have you got any of those handles you can share with us?
Yeah, so if you just search me on Instagram or anywhere else, it's I am Tana Official, and Tana is spelled TANA. And then there's also like my website, iamtana.com.
Fantastic. So go and check these out. And thank you so much for sharing your story today. It's been fantastic. I know you've got to shoot off soon because you've got another arrangement to do. So I'm not going to hold you too much.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you again.
Yeah.
Super inspirational. Good luck with everything you have coming up. And I know we're going to do something
Thank
more
you.
as well in the future.
Yeah. Let's definitely do another one. I'd love to do another podcast with you.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much for your time. And thanks for having me and for asking me. I really, really love the opportunity.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's been a pleasure, Tanner. Thank you.